didn't get a one-way.
And a couple of days before we left, I was at work, and there's a newspaper called The Stars and Stripes, and it's a...
That's a military?
Yeah, it's a military newspaper, but they also, if you're on the base, they have a section for your base.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like USA Today or something.
Right.
And I pick it up, and it says, the United States Air Force has overbought tickets to the Olympics. And they will go on sale at the BOQ or wherever it was tomorrow. So I call Sharon, and the first person in the line was, of course,
Mom.
Sharon.
Yeah.
So, and they were selling them for like nothing.
And the thing of it is, I had no competition because there were no places to stay left.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a place to stay.
So
I just went in there and said, I'll have that.
Awesome. So we get to the Olympics, and Sharon has a stack of tickets that beat Howard Cosell. I mean, it was this huge stack of tickets.
It was impressive.
We had tickets for often three events a day.
Because they had one in the morning, one in the afternoon, one at night.
They were like 75 miles apart or whatever.
Right.
So we were giving away tickets and whatever, but we saw...
We actually didn't go to some of them.
It's inconceivable we could have seen any more than we saw.
Right.
By the time we got back, both of us were wearing boots we bought to go in that were unlaced because our feet were so swollen and our pants were...
Well, actually, mine were zip-up. Uh-huh. And I couldn't zip them up anymore because my calf muscles had gotten so big.
Mm. Hmm.
And then we had to leave by getting naked. Did that get you completely naked?
No.
What are you talking about?
Remember the Munich Olympics? That was when the Jews got captured and shot.
Oh, right, yeah.
Well, that was not too many days before the end. And so the Olympics had been moved a day. Because they shut down for a day. And those people got killed at this old Luftwaffe air base from World War II.
Lufthansa?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
Luftwaffe. The German Air Force.
Oh, okay.
So it called Fürstenfeldbruck. So the woman who we were living with, who sort of spoke English, drove us in a rain storm at night and let us off at the gate to this World War II nowhere place.
They would not let her in
because
she didn't have a ticket to get
and
on the airplane.
This bus picks us up, loaded with other tourists to catch these flights, and these German soldiers with overcoats that went to the ground. They were gray, they looked just like those Nazi uniforms. And they all had machine guns, you know, like Tommy guns. So they herd us
pointing them at us, I might add.
Yeah, they herd us into this hangar place, and they were terrified that something else was going to happen. And so they separated.
Oh, and you didn't point out that this is the place where
the helicopter had been exploded and the whole
this
thing.
This is where the athletes were killed,
right.
Was at Fürstenfeldbruck, the second
so war. They line us up, and you know, speaking of Holocaust, the women over here, the men over here, and then they take us into this little tent that they had, and for the men, we were all naked.
I had to get down in my underwear.
Right.
My bra and pants.
And they had all these woo kind of things to go up and
which
down.
We'd never seen before.
And talk about happy to get onto a packed sardine can airplane to go back to London. Never has more happiness been felt, really.
And here was the problem. This happened to us more than once, but in England, you might make a reservation, like to go to the Olympics and come back, or you might make a reservation to go to Monaco to the Grand Prix and back. And they did like little tours. And the only thing is that they would have you booked to go at 8 o'clock at night, and they would have multiple planes booked to go at 8 o'clock at night, but they'd only have one plane. And so a bunch of people would get on the airplane and they would fly to England, and then that plane would turn around and come back and get another group of people and fly to England, come back and get another group of people. So we were in that airport till like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Just waiting to get on the plane. I see.
Okay. Well, we did get on the plane and we did get back, and were we ever happy to be back?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Abby had escaped from the people who were taking care of her.
This was the night of your dream. Bad night.
Right, yes, the bad dream.
The bad dream.
The origins of the bad dream.
Right.
When I decided I was going to go looking for my parents and I wandered into a stable.
And closed the door.
And closed the door.
Yeah, of course.
Oops.
Were you aware that the incident happened in Munich at the Olympics, or how public was that?
No, we didn't know until we got back.
Didn't it? Oh, I see.
Oh, that's not true. The lady told us.
When we got back.
To the German lady's house, but not back to England.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You don't remember. Yeah. No, she told us.
We're talking about Abby's event.
No.
We're talking about the actual Olympic incident.
The terrorist event.
Oh, yeah. We found out about that.
While you were there.
Right,
so it wasn't shock.
We spent a day just wandering around, and we could actually see they were still in the dorm.
Yeah, and we could see that dorm.
We could see the dorm. We couldn't see them, but we could certainly see the 4 billion German soldiers.
And journalists were all around with the, cameras with lenses this big. But
actually, it was a great day to be at the Olympics because all the athletes were out practicing. So we saw every athlete you could see. They were out.
We just sat on like a hillside overlooking the training track and watched people train. And if we turned like this, we could see the dorm where they were being held captive. But you couldn't get near it, really. I mean, we were about as close as you could get. And that was one of the days we missed an event, because our event was on the other side of that. And we were going to have to walk a long way this way and then get transportation and go all the way around and, you know, walk back to it. And we said...
They had built this... underground, you know.
Thing. Yeah, yeah.
And it was beautiful, but we were staying way out,
way out.
So we had to walk a mile to get on the underground. And when we got on, it was okay. But the closer it got to downtown, the more people got on it, and they had pushers.
Yeah, did they?
Yeah, to just push you in.
Uh-huh. Push people in, and so it went.
Almost
so, you know, your feet were off the ground by the time you got there.
Really? If it hit a bump, you might not go back down again. It
reminds me of the time I went and saw the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But it took us, from the time we left this place we were staying until we got into the venues, would take us 2 hours. Because there was a lot of walking going on in there, and then a lot of train riding.
It was worth every minute of it. It was only the second trip we'd even taken in Europe, and so we were still pretty green on how to travel. And I think by the time we got home, we were ready.
Right. Mm-hmm. Abby went with us on the first trip. We went to visit friends in Italy.
Mm.
And Mickey and I both got deathly ill, and Abby did not.
Christian, this was a trip. They live near Pisa.
Yeah.
And we flew into Milan.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a long.
Yeah.
So we land and we get inside the airport to get
a flight to Pisa.
A flight to Pisa, which we had booked. And everybody's explaining stuff to us. And what they're explaining is that while we were in the air, Alitalia had gone on strike.
Oh.
So there were no planes.
Okay.
So somehow, somebody put 2 tickets in my hand.
And took us by the hand and took us outside to a taxi.
To a taxi, and the taxi took us to a train station. So here are the 3 of us in this train station in Milan, and that's not a center for English-speaking people. But we had these tickets, and we kept showing them to people, and they finally put us on this train that was beautiful. It had a wooden staterooms and stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the trip from Milan down to Pisa... It's this amazing trip through the mountains.
Yeah.
That goes over those huge
Apennines.
Bridges.
The Apennines, sure. In the drop through. Yeah.
So we get on this train, and all of a sudden, all of these Italian people begin to congregate at our place, not because we're Americans, but because we have a blonde daughter.
Oh.
they swooped her up.
They were going, Bella, Bella.